1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Israel's cabinet has voted to approve a deal that would release hostages held in Gaza in exchange for a temporary ceasefire. The U.S. expects three Americans will be among the hostages Hamas has agreed to release. ABC's Andy Field.
A Biden administration official says a three-year-old, Abigail Moore Adan, will be one of the three Americans they expect Hamas to free. That child orphaned by the October 7th Hamas terror attack on Israel. It's not clear how many of the estimated 10 Americans held are still alive. President Biden acknowledged he was personally involved with the deal-making to get those hostages released.
As part of the deal, 150 Palestinian prisoners will also be released by Israel. The U.S. has retaliated against Iran backed militants in Iraq after a ballistic missile strike. U.S. forces have been attacked more than 65 times in Iraq and Syria since mid-October. The pilot, the only casualty after a single-engine plane crashed into a Plano, Texas parking lot Tuesday. This is ABC News. The man accused of shooting and killing three people in rural Colorado is in custody after a day-long manhunt. A fourth person remains in critical condition. Authorities said the 45-year-old suspect was arrested by New Mexico State Police after he opened fire in Custer County Monday after a dispute over a property line. It's about 3 hours south of Denver. Not enough pharmacists. Big drugstore chains are struggling to keep up with the demand for qualified pharmacists and pharmacy technicians. And with more prescriptions being filled than ever, many of the ones who are behind the counter are overworked. Joanne Doyle Petrangolo of the Massachusetts Pharmacists Association says since the pandemic, pharmacies have seen a number of issues arise.
An increase in prescription volume, increase in vaccinations, complicated insurance issues.
CVS responding say they're, quote, making targeted investments in their retail business in direct response to feedback from pharmacy teams. I'm Dave Packer. ABC News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer sweeper makes it easy.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Lawyer Mark Gaber, arguing for the petitioners, suggests Wisconsin's political boundaries are some of the most out of proportion in the United States.
This shocks people across the country who look at this map. This is like foreign to what redistricting looks like.
The court will decide whether Wisconsin's maps are drawn to the point of being unconstitutional. The opening weekend of the 9-day gun deer hunt in Wisconsin was slower than last year. The Department of Natural Resources says this year's opening weekend numbers were about 16% lower than last year. Wildlife officials blame mild weather. This year's season started several days earlier than last year's. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks winning streak continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had no problems on the road, beating the Washington Wizards 142-129. Milwaukee, with a 5-game winning streak, head to Boston to play the Celtics 6:30 tomorrow night. Bobby Portis, in the loud winning locker room, says he enjoys the support of his teammates.
It's fun just to have guys that instill confidence in you on a daily basis. I think we instill confidence in one another to go out there and just hoop and just play free. Obviously, it's only 14 games in, but I like where we're at.
The Wisconsin Badgers getting ready to play the Minnesota Gophers for the Paul Bunyan Axe coming up on Saturday. That comes after the Badgers' overtime win against Nebraska. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell.
We celebrated. We enjoyed. There was a lot of things on Saturday night, but most importantly, that when we walked back in here on Sunday, we knew what it was about, getting the axe and making sure we understand and respect everything about this game and this rivalry.
That's the Badgers' head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear overnight with lows around 23. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 43 tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows around 22. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 26.